You are with Phoenix 98 FM, and I am joined now by two of Queen Z. Good afternoon, people. How are we doing?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
More than welcome. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I am Queen Z of Queen Z.
I'm Jason of also Queen Z.
Excellent. And you came down from, is it Liverpool today?
Yeah. I'm from Birkenhead, and Jay is from Liverpool.
Excellent. Who else is in the band with you?
We have Ash, Frankie and Dave, who are all from different places, Leicester, Carlisle and also Liverpool. Yeah.
Excellent. So how did you get together originally? There's a good story here, I know it.
That's a long story, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was in another band that wasn't really doing anything, and I kind of like leaked the demos online because I kind of felt like they were like worth kind of putting out. Jay messaged me to say that he didn't like them, but we wanted to kind of be in the band anyway.
I was willing to perform them.
Yeah. Because I think we were just kind of desperate to play a gig, like any gig, and I'd been putting Queen Z and the Sastones, which was our name at the time, on posters without any intention, just to kind of play them, just as a joke. And then one day we were like, should we just actually play? So we turned up and played for 5 minutes. And
played our own songs so badly that people there thought they were covers.
Yeah, someone thought we were covering Firestarter by The Prodigy and even put it in a review, and that didn't happen. That was just one of our own songs that got misconstrued.
Oh dear. What is it with these journalists?
Yeah, they don't know anything.
Right, so, well, as a band, you've actually been described as, you know, paying as much attention to kind of like the politics behind your music as the music itself. But if we focus on the music itself, how would you describe the sort of sound that you make?
I mean, I think it's quite varied, you know, really. I think the most accurate way people have been describing it is this kind of like pop mentality that I think we get from our influences with like the Kinks and the Beatles and the B-52s and stuff. But then like amped up and heavy and gnarly. Slammed on, so it's somewhere between that kind of pop element but with like the hardcore punk kind of adrenaline. Yeah.
It's probably the hardest question we're asked, really. Everyone's got like such different influences, so there's just different sounds coming from a lot of different places, and it just comes together in this weird ball of sound.
Phil Taggart from Radio Wongs called it the Rocky Horror Picture Show on steroids, and I think that's really accurate. Yeah. I think that's the closest anyone's ever got to a sound bite answer for that.
Yeah.
That is going on your press releases.
It is. It's already on the press releases. It's there.
Excellent. I don't think I could have summed that up better myself. And also you have a lot. And also was it like a conscious decision to feature kind of like more sort of like politics in your music, or kind of like was that something that came naturally?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've always written lyrically quite personally. The band kind of was just always had that element to it, because I just think it's just part of our lives, and we only write about stuff that we really like know or experienced within. So when we write about kind of homophobia and transphobia, it's because, you know, we are experiencing it. Yeah, so I'd say it's more personal than like a conscious effort. I'm quite happy, you know, we've got like a new song that's just about being like alone and being like bored, do you know what I mean? And it's not really political in any way, but then we have songs that, you know, are quite sad and quite intense subject matter, so it varies, because I think as people we vary, and as songs they come from, you know, the human element.
And when you write a lot of songs about like the LGBTQ community, yeah, what sort of reaction do you get from them? Is it something quite positive? Do they say you should cover this or this in your song, your songs?
The response is amazing, and you know it's bizarre, because I'd say Queen Z was really kind of birthed from not fitting in with the punk community, because it was so like masculine and like, you know, these kind of like big dudes with their tops off and like, you know, beating each other up at shows, and like as like a skinny little queer kid I didn't really like fit in. But then I'd go to like these like gay clubs and drag clubs, and we didn't fit in either, because it was too dirty and noisy and scruffy. But like yesterday we played Liverpool Pride in front of 20,000 people, and it went down amazingly. You know, we were on between like a dance troupe and like a karaoke act, you know, on before Sophie Alex Baxter, and you know, and the response is amazing. So, you know, I'm just really happy we've been accepted into like that scene of people who who typically I don't think would be listening to punk music or heavy music. So.
Excellent, good on you. Yeah, you're bringing it to a new audience in many ways, aren't you?
Yeah, and totally. And I think like the music is just always, it's never been about moshing, it's never been about fighting, it's never been like meant to be like that intense live show. It's meant to be fun and enjoyable, and like we've always said we're a party band, and like when we turn up it's just about having like a good time. And the most political thing I've always said we can do is in those 30 minutes that we're on stage, or hour or whatever, you just forget everything outside of it. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you're from, you just have that kind of hour, and it's just, you are accepted and you are free, and we're just partying and having a good time. So I think anyone can kind of get behind that, because it's...
Absolutely. What other places have you been playing live in recently?
Where have we played?
We played Pride yesterday. Where was our show? We played Lymph at Sefton Park in Liverpool. That was really good.
It's hard when you do festival dates to remember where you've been. We've done live at Leeds, we did Hit the North, in, which was obviously in Leeds, we did Hit the North in Newcastle, we've done Liverpool Sound City, we've done other places.
Stockton,
yeah, we played Queer Prom in London.
Stand and Fallen today.
Yeah, it's so hard to keep track. I never know where I am.
Righto. Well, you're in Hertfordshire at the moment, and it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Excellent. And I might be shooting myself in the foot by asking this, but what other gigs have you got lined up?
We've got so many. So we've got a big tour coming up with Dreamwife, who are also playing Stand and Callin' today. And I think that takes up most of our October, and then heading into November, we've got a European tour with Touts from Ireland, which is going to be really fun. And I think that kind of sees us off for the year. We're hopefully going to announce some Christmas shows, but they're still kind of in the works. So keep posted for that.
Excellent, good stuff. And where's the place that people can go to find out more about Queen Z?
Social media, you know, it's all about Instagram and Facebook and Twitter these days. I think if you just Google it, it'll come up. But at Queen's UK is the handle.
Yeah. Lots of Instagram stories of us being silly, so go and see that.
That's Z with two E's on, isn't it?
Yes, Z-double E.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today, and good luck with your future dates wherever you end up. Let's hope that you can keep your finger on where exactly you are, and I'm sure there'll be an appreciative crowd there as well. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Thank you.